The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Jack Kelly is the CFO of European Green Transition. The company had interim results this morning. Jack, very, very good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having me.
So this morning you published your interim results for the first six months of 2025. Give us an overview and the highlights that are in these results.
Yeah, thanks, Alistair. So yeah, look, we posted our results this morning. We made really good progress over 2025 in the first half of the year. In particular, you know, with the Oslo Rare Earth project we have up in Sweden, and we've really built on the drill program we completed at the end of 2024, where we proved the district scale potential for rare earths. In H1, we managed to successfully extend the key licenses at Oslo by a further 4 years to 2029. So this positions us in a really strong position for partnering or selling the asset in the near future. Additionally, we managed to extend our Pajala copper project in Sweden by a further 3 years, again strengthening our position in partnership or sale discussions on that asset. We also, with our Alton carbon credit project up in Donegal in the northwest of Ireland, we extended that project, that option agreement, by a further 6 months at no cost to EGT. The carbon credit project is interesting insofar as, you know, there's quite a bit of interest from big tech in investing in peatland restoration in Ireland. Last month, Meta, Microsoft and Google pledged €3 million towards developing a peatland restoration project in Ireland. So look, we're hoping to really benefit from that interest from big tech in particular. And then from a corporate perspective, Cathal Friel, who was non-exec director and largest shareholder, stepped into the position of executive chairman in at the end of June. And Cathal is really leading the M&A discussions to help EGT implement its M&A strategy over the coming months.
So let's come on to that then. I mean, plenty of activity that you've talked about in that answer there. But part of the interim highlights sort of brings your M&A strategy to the fore, really. And the statement is that European Green Transition is looking beyond the green economy. So what can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so I think, look, since IPO, we've been very clear that we are not a mining company, you know, that we're not focused purely on natural resources. We do have these assets, and we've done a good job in de-risking them, and now we're looking to move them on through sale or partnership. But the key focus really has been on targeting revenue generating businesses in the green economy in particular. You know, the team, I think we mentioned Cathal stepping into the executive chairman role. The team have a really strong track record in identifying, you know, revenue stage businesses, but also distressed businesses, turning them around, transforming them and generating value for shareholders. So we have quite a strong pipeline of opportunities in the green economy that are, you know, revenue stage, distressed, and we think we could really help turn them around. Added to that, you know, we've also seen a number of opportunities in adjacent sectors or other sectors that we're keeping under review, and we continue to evaluate those. And ultimately, you know, we're, EGT is in a really strong position. We have 2.9 million cash. We have no debt. We've no committed costs, so we can, you know, move decisively and quickly on any opportunity that we think will really you know, benefit the long term prospects of the company.
So with that in mind, and also bearing in mind the long list of activities that you mentioned earlier in the conversation, what should we expect from EGT for the remainder of this year?
Yeah, well, look, I think that the key priority is implementing our M&A strategy. That's a key focus. We're progressing well with a number of discussions, and look, we hope to keep the market updated on that as these progress. I think we mentioned our portfolio of natural resources projects at the moment. We're really looking to progress those discussions towards sale or partnership of those. Particularly the Alstom Rare Earth project. Rare earth prices are increasing. There's increased focus from potential partners or acquirers in that. We've seen the actions of the US government over the last couple of months, where they've invested directly in MP Materials, and large tech companies like Apple have agreed offtake agreements. So that's really a sign of countries reacting to the sort of geopolitical tensions around rare earths and really securing their supply chain. So we anticipate something similar could happen in Europe over the coming years, and we think Alstom is in a really, really strong position to be a leader from a rare earth perspective in Europe. So we're hoping to continue those discussions, and likewise hoping to continue the discussions working towards a deal on our Pajala copper project in Sweden. So look, overall exciting times. We're working really hard to try and work these deals through, and look, we hope to be able to update the market and our shareholders as they progress.
Well, we look forward to lots of positive news flow in the coming months. Jack Kelly, thanks very much for talking to us today.
Thanks, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.